All right, we got Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service on with us. Chris, we're ready to get all pumped up to go fishing.
Oh, man, Adam, it is just an awesome 4th of July weekend, and the fish are biting. As a matter of fact, we're just getting off of a little of the South Branch of the No Name River this morning, this brook trout fishing. It was fantastic. Hitting brookies on streamers, hitting brookies on dry flies. Everything is in line right now, Adam.
And it's because it seems like this weather pattern cooled off a little bit. That's going to help keep the river temps down. I am expecting them to kind of really climb next week, early next week, maybe even by Monday. But the next few days should be fantastic for trout fishing. Would you agree?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And Adam, we had some good rain here the last 2 days. And the water temperature on the river that I was on this morning was between 62 and 64 degrees.
Perfect.
So that is absolutely fantastic water temperatures for July.
You can't ask for much better than that on July 1st for sure. So,
absolutely.
What were you using this morning? And I'm assuming you were brook trout fishing.
We were brook trout fishing. And, you know, I've got a group of guys with me, and we all have our own little flavors. But we were streamer fishing brook trout and doing well. And my son, of course, breaks out that stinking Chernobyl popper ant creation that's about the size of a small bat. And he's just got brook trout tagging on that thing. So dry flies, streamers, it was all working this morning, Adam.
I want to hear more about this Chernobyl variation, whatever you want to call it.
You know what? My son fishes this thing, and I'm not kidding you. It looks like a mannequin with a bad hairdo. It's got this big foam body with big white fluff coming off of it and rubber legs, and the thing is goofy. And it's a Chernobyl. What is it, David? Chubby Chernobyl ant.
A chubby Chernobyl ant. Okay.
Chubby Chernobyl ant, and I'll tell you what, every time he uses that stupid thing, it works.
Well, that's half the fun of tying flies is, you know, getting creative with it and trying different things. And when you stumble on something of your creation that works, that's even better.
No, it's absolutely awesome. It's just fun to watch them, you know, to watch these kids coming up and just totally digging the fly fishing. It's awesome.
So what's your plan for the rest of this afternoon and tonight?
We're going to the north branch of the No Name Creek for the afternoon, a little gin clear water. I got a buddy of mine with me that's been doing some homework and some research on something that's kind of off the maps. And then tonight, hopefully, we're going to pick up a hex hatch. That is the goal. I'd like to see a brown trout about as big as my leg if I could find one. And where we're heading, I think we can.
Well, I won't spoil where the name of the, because there's only a couple spots where you can fish hex on rivers in the UP. So I'm not going to spoil that. I'm not going to give the name away. So I can probably guess. If you give me two guesses, I'm sure I'll get it right. But
I could probably give you two guesses, and the first one don't count, and you know where I'm going, Adam.
It's not too many spots in the UP you can do that. And it's not reliable either. So you're rolling the dice. But hey, it'll be fun. And the risk reward of getting a gigantic trout, it's pretty cool. So, well, if you hang around for our next outdoor report, we're going to get some specific recommendations from Chris going into this weekend. So stay tuned for that coming up in our next outdoor report right here later this hour on The Outdoor Show.